Now, on with the show.
This is Mouse World Radio. Bringing the world to your world. This is Walt Disney World Today Live. Call 407-278-5WDW to get on the show. That's 407-278-5939. And now, your host, Matt Hochberg.
Thank you, Mr. Voice. And this live show of WDW Today is being sponsored by AllEars.net, your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, and Disneyland. All Ears has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling with special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, where you can join over 126,000, I think it's more than that, subscribers to receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net today. And it's Sunday, October. It's not October. It's who updated this? It's Sunday, November 28th, 2010, and this is the live show for November of WDW Today. I'm Matt Hochberg of StudioCentral.com. Joining me on today's show is, I think, Mike Scopa, a senior feature writer and blogger for AllEars.net. Welcome, Mike.
Now arriving, final destination, Rocket Tower Plaza Station.
TTA.
Okay. What are we calling it these days?
What was that?
We're calling it the...
Oh, yeah, sorry. The Tomorrowland Transit Authority...
Of Authority,
People Mover of Anaheim.
Yada, yada, yada.
Also joining us on today's show is Len Testa, the co-author of The Unofficial Guide to Walt Disney World. And welcome to the show, Len. And how did the Steelers do today? I didn't see the game.
They won in overtime, beating Buffalo. Mighty Buffalo.
Mighty Buffalo, wow. You're just like, you know, one hand behind the back kind of thing?
Yeah, I was trying to get updates on the game. I watched Tangled. I went to see Tangled today.
Was that awesome?
It's a great movie. I love the music.
Oh, it was so good. I really thought it was really great because it was a movie in like a Disney movie, like the old kind of movies. You know, like great music, great story. I really got into it.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it quite a bit. The songs in the first half I thought were amazing. So
yeah, absolutely. I totally agree.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it a lot. I thought it was a very good movie.
Also joining us on today's show is Mike Newell of Mouse World Radio. Hiya, Mike.
Hey, Matt. We are live. We're at the Wilderness Lodge.
Yeah, I forgot to mention, some of us are broadcasting live from Disney's Wilderness Lodge right
Woo!
Now.
Yay!
Woo! Also on today's show is the fabulous Annette Owens, a manager of customer relations and group services for MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. Welcome to the show, Annette.
Hey, it's fun to be down here.
Turn your switch on.
Oh, turn it on. Helps to be on.
The manager of technology at MEI.
Hey now.
Also joining us on today's show is Becky Mankin, the owner, proprietor, CEO, and all-around awesome person of Woo! MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. Welcome, Becky.
Hi, Matt. Nice to be here.
Listen to
that. I know.
Matt.
I'm sitting
that
here.
That sounds like a radio
voice.
Happy birthday to you.
Hey, Mike,
awesome.
I think you guys had like a little samba band going on in the background.
Give us time.
Best thing. Yeah, really.
We're broadcasting live, 407-278-5939. Obviously, if you're hearing us, we have part of the feed going. We forgot to flip the last switch, so.
Oops.
We'll be there going in a second.
So we said
take a second,
MEI
right, Mike?
Technology problems.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just give me a second.
Now. So while we're waiting, we'll be on a, so those of you who are hearing us, we'll be slight delay, but in the meantime, I hope everyone had a good Thanksgiving. Mike Scopa, how was your Thanksgiving?
He's asleep.
As I tricked myself. No. It was exciting. It was thrilling. It was chilling. It was
filling.
It was not filling. I actually went to the Y and ran. You know,
really?
That's so lame. Yep. One day, come on. How was your Thanksgiving?
I was open from 8 to 12. Why not? You know.
Oh, okay, good for you.
Somebody else was cooking, right?
There were about fifty cars there, and. It was a very, very nice day of rest.
Good, absolutely. And Len, your Thanksgiving was good as well?
It was very good. It was a lot of fun. I did two different kinds of turkey. I did the Alton Brown traditional overnight brine. And then I did a Martha Stewart buttermilk and Tabasco marinade. Both of the turkeys came out really well. I used an oilless deep fryer to cook them.
Fabulous.
Interesting.
You didn't use the Tim Burton recipe, huh?
No, what's the Tim Burton recipe?
After the show. Save it for after the show.
Wow.
Yeah, so I said on Facebook that really you really can't consider Thanksgiving a success until 24 hours have passed with no reports of food poisoning. So I'm happy to say that Thanksgiving was a success.
Nice. Anyone go Black Friday shopping? Was I the only one? I was up at
dude, you tweeted me.
You're welcome.
2:30 in the morning.
How does that feel?
How's that feel, Tessa? How's that feel?
What was so important that you had to get up at 2:00 in the morning to go get?
I just wanted the experience.
People are crazy.
There are a few people that I would get up for at 2:30 in the morning, let alone a television.
No, that was payback, Len, because you always texted us from England at 2:00 in the morning. So we're like, that's it. We're texting right. Len.
That's right. That's right.
Len.
Yes, yes.
Just one word.
Yeah.
Marathon weekend. Well, make that two words. Make that two words. Marathon weekend. You get our revenge.
Yeah, I'll be texting Matt. Marathon weekend. We'll see.
Oh. Are we good, Mike? Okay, we got a call. So let's bring our calls in. 407-278-5939. And hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Terry.
Hi, Terry. Where are you calling from?
Terry from Texas.
Oh, nice. What can you do for you today?
Well, I got a question. We're coming down on the 16th. And we're going to stay at the Dolphin for a couple nights and then switch to a off-site condo. And we've never stayed at the Dolphin before. And I read the room descriptions in the unofficial guide.
Ding.
Ding. Ding. Ding. And I'm a little confused. The Dolphin looks really large. Would it be best just to get a room close to the elevator? Or if you're going to be walking to Epcot, would it be best to get a room down on the end that's closer to Epcot?
Well, I don't know. Len, what do you think?
At the Dolphin, huh?
Yeah.
She was kind of concerned about whether the Swan or the Dolphin. Which one maybe might be better, and then room choices.
For an Epcot view. Wow. Give me one second. Let me look it up.
Sure. Good. I'll hum the...
this might be Terry.
Hi, is this Terry?
Nope, it's not.
Oh. Sorry, we thought it was. But who are we speaking with while Len's looking that up?
My name is Lisa.
Hey, Lisa, where are you calling from?
From Utah.
Utah. Wow, I didn't know we had listeners out there. Cool. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, we're getting ready to head to Disney World for reunion and for our first trip.
Nice.
What's reunion?
It's our first trip with kids. We'll have me and my husband and our 19-month-old identical triplets.
Okay.
Wow.
So you'll be easy to spot.
By the flight. we're kind of familiar with the parent swap. We're with child swap. We're wondering if Disney will allow us to do some kind of a parent swap so that we don't have to wait in every line three times for each kid to go on a ride.
Well, that's what the child swap is for.
All right.
Because
I have some.
Because that way you'd only have to ride it. You'd only have to wait in line one time, really, and then the second time, you go through the fast pass line, or through a faster way. But that's generally what. Go ahead.
Will they let us do it three times? Because we can't leave a kid unsupervised.
Yeah.
And we don't have enough adults to take each kid once.
I see what you're saying. How many? Okay, I see what you're saying. Since they're identical, they're all the same age, obviously. Because the idea behind the child swap is that, like,
she said, idiot.
Because the idea behind the idea behind the child swap is that, like,
the idea is that the same gender.
The idea is that, like, you have identical. like an 8-year-old and a 2-year-old. The 2-year-old can't ride the stuff that the 8-year-old can. So the 2-year-old waits with adult one while adult two rides with the 8-year-old. And then when adult one gets off the ride, adult two, you know, the other adult can go back on and ride with the 8-year-old again while still waiting with the child. So I'm wondering why you are you. So in this case, you don't have to ride it twice, right? Why would you have to ride it three times?
There's three kids and two adults.
Right, but if the kids aren't riding, you'd only have to ride it twice so that both adults can experience it, right?
Well, I mean rides where they can ride with us, but on our lap.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Two on our lap.
I see what you're saying. Yes. Ah, that's an interesting problem. So they've got three kids. two adults, and they can only ride. If the kid has to, on rides where the kid has to ride with an adult, they'd be short one adult. So how can they ride it without? This might be a good Len question. Len, what do you think? How can you think of any way that they could ride where they could ride where they wouldn't have to, you know, have really ride it three times?
I mean, it depends on which attractions.
It does depend on which attraction.
Yeah, is there an attraction in mind that you're thinking of?
Like Peter Pan.
You can fit three.
You can
in Peter
put
Pan,
three.
Right?
Yeah, two. Yeah. A kid on either side and an adult.
Yeah. Like Space Mountain, you know, obviously difficult to do, but Peter Pan, yeah, you could definitely do it.
19 months.
19 months on Space Mountain. Thanks.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's I know. Yeah. This particular game, Space Mountain, is not an option, but in general, it's for all of our listeners. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, and then we'll talk about your room numbers. Go ahead.
And then there are some rides my husband and I would like to go on, just the two of us, like Terror. Rock and Roller Coaster. So we're wondering what scope is babysitting rights are.
Mike?
Lisa, I can't hear you. You're going through a tunnel.
Nice. Well, Lisa, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Oh, wait. Let me give those room numbers.
Yeah, let's
give
the other caller, so don't worry about it. But go ahead, Lynn.
All right. It's 3015, 4015, 5015, 7015, and 8015. Those are the ones with the balconies.
Uh-huh.
They generally run about $30 a day more, though, but those are the ones with the best views of the Epcot stuff.
Okay, so that was for Terry from Texas. So, Terry, hopefully that information was good. And we have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Ryan.
Hey, Ryan, where are you calling from?
Ryan. What do you think what would you could take out the Great Mover Ride, and what would you put in a Great Mover Ride?
It's a great question. We actually did that not too long ago. We did a whole episode about what we would put in there. We got a lot of interesting responses back. Becky, you weren't on that show. This would be a good topic for you. If you could redo the Great Movie Ride, Becky, which films would you put in the Great Movie Ride?
Wow. Anything without a dinosaur would be good. All right. You're going to laugh at this, and you're probably going to hit me. And this is the scary part because you are within hitting range. Titanic. Right away, I was
Titanic?
Just thinking, Titanic, yeah.
Why, what's wrong with Titanic?
It's like Ocean's 11.
No.
I know, I'm Titanic.
Love Boat.
Love Boat. Titanic? Yeah. The most overwrought movie of the last 100 years?
I loved that movie, Lynn.
By the way, the episode we did, that was episode 778. So that was the episode. You can hear all of our comments way in depth on that.
Here's my idea.
Yeah, go ahead.
Put Toy Story in. Was it Brad Pitt and Buzz Aldrin have like the toys talk to each other?
That's a good idea. Toy Story, obviously a very popular Disney film.
And plus have like Annie and Daddy Warbucks.
Uh-huh.
And going through and these things tomorrow from Annie.
Annie's also good. Well, that's a classic film.
The sun come out.
Although, Len, I think you would agree with me that for the I forgot the song name. The one where they're like the orphans are complaining that they
It's a hard knock life.
It's a hard knock life, but instead we get the Jay-Z version
in
there.
Oh, gosh. Jay-Z. they totally ripped off Jay-Z on that one.
So we're getting rid of the Wizard of Oz section and replacing it with
With the Jay-Z hard knock life.
Exactly.
Nice.
Bachelor Party too.
Bachelor Party, exactly. Yeah. Tom Hanks' finest film.
Nice. Cool. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks, man.
Bye-bye.
Dip.
Bye-bye.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. Don't forget to join us in our chat room, wdwtoday.com. You just see the link right over there. And lots of people in there discussing right now about Titanic. And we have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, my name's Nancy. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Hey, Nancy.
Tomorrow.
Hello.
Tomorrow.
What's on your mind tonight, Nancy?
Tomorrow.
Not that. my husband and I decided last minute to come to reunion.
Where are you staying, Nancy?
Sorry? Oh, well, that was my question. I booked kind of an inexpensive hotel, the Inn at Oak Plantation, and I'm wondering if you guys know anything about it. I didn't see it in the Ultimate Guide, but I have an older one.
The Inn at Oak Plantation.
Never heard of it. Doesn't ring a bell, at least.
No, I've never heard of it either.
Where, it's in Kissimmee?
Uh-huh. 192. Mm-hmm.
Is it part of the No, it's not in the guide. It's on 192 and it's not in the guide?
Wow.
Do you have
burn the book.
My subscription.
I have a 2011. It's not in the 2011. You Nancy, you've had like tetanus shots, right? Recently?
Actually. Oh. Hey Len, for
hepatitis
the
C, hepatitis B, wow. Stuff.
For at tripadvisor.com, it's a number 2 bed and breakfast in Kissimmee.
Is it really?
It is, I swear. Yeah, I'm looking up it right now. It gets very, it's gotten it's got some decent reviews.
And then okay. Well, I was just wondering if it was good.
Is it a timeshare?
No.
No.
Breakfast.
No, it's a really, really inexpensive hotel, but it does have like a microwave and a refrigerator and a little couch. I have to get a place where my husband can relax. Although he says he can count on one finger the days he's gotten to relax at Disney.
Yeah, definitely don't bring him to the meets.
Yeah.
It's the Inn at Oak.
I have a question. I have a question for Scopa about the meets. All right, when's our jogging meet?
When's our jogging meet? Actually,
way too early.
Probably going to have one every morning at 6 a.m.
That's not on the official schedule, I do believe.
It's not on my schedule, that's for sure.
I know.
what do you mean you know?
It's by invitation only.
Oh, it's special. Okay.
We're not invited.
I do have one more question.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know if you have answered.
Hey, go ahead.
That you probably answered before, but I can't find it in the previous podcast. I was thinking about trading in my 10-day no expiration park hopper for an AP. But when I call Disney, they say, oh, no, you used it in October, so you can't do it if you've used it beyond 14 days. Is that what your experience is?
I think you do have to upgrade it within 14 days, but you have the no expiration option?
Yes, sir.
That's weird. Hard to ask again, but I think for normal upgrades you have to do it within 14 days. I don't know about for
if she has
an annual pass. No, I don't. I would try it. I'd still try it.
Okay,
you use that ticket. The lower the price goes.
Yeah,
on the value of that.
Whatever
value
is left, it's not
prorated value. Yeah. Of it, right. Yeah, that's fine.
Does that make sense, Nancy?
Okay, sorry.
Does that make sense?
Yes, totally. Okay. That's what I expected their answer to be, but
I mean, it's possible you got somebody who was confused on the phone, or it could be with the work confused, but I think Disney would be happy to take your money.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys.
Thank you, Nancy.
Cool. Thanks, Nancy.
407-278-5939 is our phone number.
Trail? Yeah, Matt. I'm reading the reviews of the Inn at Oak Plantation in Kissimmee, and yeah, it's the number 2 B&B, but. It's not rated that highly. I mean, if you look at the actual reviews themselves,
yeah,
not that good.
Yeah, I would actually. We'll get to that in a second. We have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Mitchell in Jacksonville.
Hey, Nick.
Mitchell. Nick.
Mitch? Hey, how you doing? I haven't talked to you all since I guess mid-June.
Cool. Thanks for calling back, buddy.
Yeah, you know, for us poor people that work in retail, you got to move reunion. You know, it's kind of hard.
Yeah, it's pretty tough to find a week that's going to work for everyone, unfortunately. But, you know, we say, the heck with Newell, we'll figure it out the rest of us.
Hey. Hey.
Well, we're coming in Friday.
Oh, nice. I'm glad
cool.
You can join
Friday.
Us.
Yeah.
Woo!
Good.
Yeah, coming in Friday and leaving out Sunday. We're staying at Bay Lake.
Nice.
The last time I talked to you, we were talking about the Hawaiian Luau. And we went, one thing you shouldn't do the Luau and then... Ohana's the next night. The stomach just doesn't allow it. It's like Thanksgiving.
It's good to know. Put that
but
in the booklet.
The law is pretty good. I mean, you know, it's something that you, one of those things, again, that you got to do one time.
Absolutely.
Just to say that you did. I think everybody was saying they hadn't done it. But yeah, it was pretty good. Enjoyed it. I found a little secret that I think is the greatest thing. We, that night coming out of the Luau, the fireworks were going off at Magic Kingdom. So mm-hmm. The next night, we caught the ferry in Galavala, Champagne, and just sat on the dock where the
nice.
Ferry dock sat. Oh, and you talk about a fantastic view.
So you were just sitting fantastic. On the dock of the bay?
Wasting time.
But, you know, when you plan these dessert dinners, too, Mr. MEI, you all need to leave it open for DVC members and people that come down and don't book for MEI.
And that is one of the things that we try to do, but of course the events are actually paid for through the bookings that are at the room. So we're also limited on the number of people that we can have into the events because, of course, the space is limited. So the folks, unfortunately, that the room rates are so popular, it does fill out up the capacity pretty quickly. We have tried to do other things, like with the meets that we try to do, and, of course, we do open up some of the events. We did open up for ticket sales as well for open sales.
One thing I also want you to remind everyone of is, I mean, we do have two hard ticket events, but we really wanted to make sure that the vast majority of the events are not cost money, do not require some sort of a buy-in or membership or anything like that. And I think, I mean, you know, aside from those two, every other single event that we're doing is totally open to everyone.
Yep, absolutely.
So I hope that you'll find there's plenty to do still, even though if you can't make it. I mean, those two events are really cool. I grant that. But there's still a lot to do.
We're trying to get down for the Segway Alaska tour on Spaceship Earth, but I don't know if we're going to make it out by the time my wife gets off and we get down. We may miss that. But we're looking forward to it. You know, my wife said that you all are my brothers and sisters from another mother.
Nice.
So hopefully, you know, she's tired of getting in my truck and be listening to that podcast. And, you know, so we're going to try to get in late Friday and catch up with somebody sometime Saturday.
Absolutely.
But looking forward to it. And to the Pittsburgh Steelers fan, who that? Coming from the Saints fan.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thanks, Nick, for calling in. Appreciate it.
You know, y'all got to quit doing these live things on Football Sundays, though. I mean, it's kind of hard to watch the football and listen at you all.
Exactly. But, exactly.
But looking forward to see y'all this weekend.
Thank you, Nick.
See you soon.
Hey, Lana, I want to get back to you with that in an oak plantation. And, you know, when you're doing that last minute planning, it can be tough because I know that she was probably, you know, trying to find a place that's a good deal. And I know you're thinking maybe it's not a great idea, the in an oak plantation.
I'm saying it's inexpensive and it's not very highly rated. You might, I don't know. It depends. For that level of, it depends on the rate that she got. If it's less than $50 a night, you know, you it's gonna be difficult to do much better.
Yeah, I was
pretty much everything's gonna be like that. But you know, the interesting thing is like when you're talking about that range of accommodations, you know, the $25 to $50 and $50 to $75 range, $5 or $10 a night really gets you a lot in terms of quality, much more so than $5 or $10 a night would get you like from a moderate level.
Right. I mean,
and that's the thing. So it'd be interesting to see what Nancy paid for her room.
I was gonna say the other option is always Priceline, which I always love for last minute stuff, and you get a great deal on that stuff. I mean, if she can get to like $50 a night, she can get a really great, you know, two and a half, 3-star hotel on Priceline more than likely, and you know, it might be a little bit better accommodations anyway than the one that she has. And you know, with Priceline's always, you know, name brand stuff. It's not the where are you staying? So
yeah, exactly.
You know, that might be another option to look at. But in the end, you know, it's look at it as an adventure, and you can always call into our next live show and let us know how it goes.
Exactly.
We have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
To our next live show and let us know.
Hello, caller?
Hey, this is Mike. How you guys doing?
Hey, Mike.
How are you? I'm not going to be able to make it down for reunion, but I just wanted to wish everybody a great time down there. I'm really missing out here teaching school.
Oh. Well, first of all, happy belated birthday, Mike.
Oh, thanks so much. I appreciate it. Yeah, I got to see my Mizzou Tigers beat the Kansas Jayhawks, so good day.
Woo! Woohoo! Yay, those bad Jayhawks.
everybody on Twitter's headed down to Walt Disney World but me, but yeah, I know that through Twitter I'll get to follow everybody and you know, get to follow all the events back here at home.
Well, dude, if you make the rock car, if you drive down, I think Len will provide you with beef jerky.
Beef jerky is the thing for road trips.
Exactly.
Beef
That's
jerky,
right.
You know? Beef jerky and Coke or coffee, whatever. Coffee doesn't have calories or carbonation, so.
Exactly. Just keep the caffeine coming. Yeah, I wish I could make the drive down, but I just can't make it this year. But man, I'm missing out because I know you guys are going to have a great time.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. But you know what? The great thing, Mike, is, you know, before it used to be, Well, when everyone got back, you'd hear like a chirp report or whatever on your favorite message board. But now you can watch it all live. You know, you can have, see the tweets and the different messages going back and forth. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. And I know you guys have put a lot of work into this. And like I've always said, the show gets better and better. So keep up the great work. You guys are my favorite podcast. And just love all the work you're doing and have a great time.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Okay. All right. Take care. Have a great night.
Bye, Mike. It's Mike from Be Our Guest Podcast. Thank you, Mike. And 407-278-5939 is our number. And I think we have our next caller on the line. Who are we talking to?
Andrew from Long Island.
Hey, Andrew.
Andrew.
I have to call Len for something he said on the Theme Park ABC's episode for the studios.
Oh, man, go ahead. Is this Let's Love Len night? What is this? Go ahead.
I could post this in the show notes under the name Frandrog, but I never got a response. I'm just curious. I wrote that you in that episode said Toy Story Midway Mania was an E-ticket attraction, but in the previous episode, episode 408, you said it was a D-ticket attraction. Why did it change?
Oh, man. Well, number one, you're assuming that I'm consistent for a reason, dude. That's impressive, Andrew. You know, maybe I don't know. You know, now that I think about it, I think it is more of a D-ticket attraction. I think, I don't know, maybe I was just caught up in the moment. Maybe I was just throwing Hotchberg a bone there. I don't know.
No, I think it's a D-ticket attraction also. I mean, in like a vacuum, Len? Like if you just look at the attraction,
in a vacuum, yeah. Maybe I was desperate to come up with something good to say about the studios.
Ouch. That one cut deep.
Oh, I'm impressed, Andrew, that you figured that out. That was that's really good memory, man. That's awesome.
One more point here. I don't know if you got this, but what's your take on Hyperion Wharf?
Yeah. Well, good one. We should totally do a show on that.
Yeah. Well, Becky, what's your thoughts on a Hyperion Wharf?
What?
Hyperion Wharf?
What?
She has no idea what that is.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. All right, let me bite my tongue for a second. Okay, Len, what are your thoughts on Hyperion Wharf?
So Hyperion Wharf, for those of our listeners and Becky who don't know what it is.
See, my mic went dead too out. It's amazing.
It's a remodeled version of Pleasure Island. So it's like the next gen of Pleasure Island. And I think what they're calling it is you know, world-class dining and entertainment, which really sounds a lot like what they promote Pleasure Island as and Downtown Disney as. So for me, it's hard to see how what they have there is distinctive from, you know, everything else that they're doing in Downtown Disney and stuff like that. But And the other thing is it's going to be difficult for them to come up with a concept that's different than what they have now. Like, what's different about it, I guess, is my big question on it, right?
Right, yeah, that's a good point. I don't know. Scopa, what do you think about Hyperion Wharf?
I echo Len's thoughts, you know. Like anything else, I like to reserve judgment until I really get a chance to see everything and take it all in. And, you know, the one thing that I hate to do is rush to judgment. So I'm gonna reserve until I can really, you know, experience it and see what happens.
Yeah, no, I think I agree. I think, you know, I'm not, like, when I saw it, I wasn't, like, doing backflips about it, but I think it's important to, you know, wait and see, because it's just, all we've seen really thus far is just, like, some little concept art, which is obviously, as we know, concept art doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be exactly what's going to happen. So, you know, I think it's a great point.
Here's my question, Andrew. Sorry, Mike. Here's my question, Andrew. Whatever happened to that West Side stuff that they said that they were doing off of Coronado Springs, is that all just dead now? I mean, we haven't heard a peep about that in like 3 years.
Oh, the thing that the one at by Animal Kingdom Lodge you're talking about, right?
Like the second Downtown Disney.
Yeah, remember that?
Remember that? They announced it 3 years ago, and it's it's gone.
Man, that went away faster than the Broncos secondary. As a Broncos fan,
did that go away just like the Four Seasons?
That's the thing. You haven't heard anything about that.
That's gone too.
No, that's still there. They're building that by over by Osprey Ridge, right?
Is it being actively developed though? I mean, there's construction going on there.
I've seen it.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah, at the end of the road. There, right. When you make
maybe
the left,
that's the one.
Yeah.
Then. All right, fair enough.
Yeah, but to the point, there's not like a whole bunch of like, hey, coming soon. It's the Four Seasons and like, you know, the kind
of there's
no hype.
That.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It's strange. It's odd. Me think it odd.
I agree. I guess time for our next call. 407-278-5939 is the phone number. Lots of great calls so far. Interesting topics. Lots of different topics. That's always the thing about these live shows that makes it fun is that we get you know, lots of different options, different topics. But let's go to Kim.
Kim, turn down your radio.
Please.
And of course, I knew you guys were going to catch me like when I put in a big mouthful of like Thanksgiving leftovers in my mouth thinking the phone's just ringing, they're never going to answer.
Good. Is this Kim who's within 20 miles of my house and didn't stop by?
Ooh.
Ouch.
Ooh. This is Kim that's on Team MEI.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right.
Maybe you should give me your number or we'll work on our community. We'll work on our community.
That's okay. I mean,
yes, she went there.
She did,
didn't she? All of a sudden, it becomes my communication problem too. Isn't that funny?
Lynn, you should learn. I should have.
Go ahead.
Season's greetings.
How are you, Kim?
What's your question, Kim? You bringing down any 18-month-old kids or anything?
Scope is volunteering to watch them.
I could probably borrow someone's baby to give to you, but that's all I can do. One question is, I was thinking about sneaking away during reunion activities.
Hey!
No!
Hey!
I mean, I was thinking about coming in a day early or staying
early. You're off my Christmas card list.
During reunion activities to actually see one of all the wonderful things you guys have been talking about on the podcast and to see the Epcot storytellers. I thought they were at night or dusk. Are they during the day?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they're during the day.
Mm-hmm. Afternoon, not morning, obviously.
Yeah.
Oh, good, then I don't have to sneak. I can do it on Friday. All right, then that works.
Yeah, do it on Friday.
When you get into the park, get one of those park schedules. They'll have them listed as to when they'll be doing their spiels and stuff.
What's a spiel?
Okay.
It's a spiel.
Spiel. It's a schmear.
Holiday spiel.
Yeah.
Well, super excited about reunion, and since it's never too early to trash talk, gentlemen, you're going down.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, bring it on, Kim. Yeah. Bring it on.
Yeah, I remember what happened last year, Kim?
Yeah.
Last place.
It is girl power, man.
If I recall correctly, Kim, you chose first last time, and your team lost.
Hey, wait a minute!
I got nowhere to go but up.
You and me both, baby.
Len, you said lost. You remove that O and replace it with an A.
Last. of three teams.
Nowhere to do but better.
How's that knee, Scopa? How's that knee? That's all I'm going to say.
You can't chase me. You can't catch me.
And by the way, so we're doing a scavenger hunt a week from, we're doing a scavenger hunt this week from.
Don't say where.
Kim, it starts promptly at 10 a.m. So make sure you're there.
Yeah.
And it's on Tuesday. We changed the date. Instead of Friday, it's now Tuesday.
Oh, you think it's a scavenger hunt?
It's in the studio. It's at the studio. Saturday, 10 o'clock.
Hey, Kim, I'll be in touch.
Okay. I know you've got me, Annette, so I'm not worried about it.
Don't worry, Kim. Only listen to texts that come from Annette or myself.
Uh-huh.
I'm
judge and the cheater. The judge and the owner of one of the teams. No shenanigans. I didn't say you. No shenanigans.
No, none at all. We're just going to kick you back.
What could possibly go wrong with that?
Yes, exactly.
Lynn, the rule book was established because of you, Lynn. So.
Yes, I know. I'll be cheating my way through the entire thing, by the way. I'm just telling you guys right now.
We know that.
I'm calling shenanigans.
The entire came to the last mouth fan challenge 15 minutes late.
Do you remember? But that's why we have the points this time. So if you're late, you lose points. So
2:30, Kim, be at the Ticket and Transportation Center.
Exactly.
So MEI is going to kick Mouse World.
And wear heels. Make sure you wear high heels because there's a lot of there's no walking.
Oh, I'm
no
from
running.
Brooklyn. I can run in heels.
Look, Kim, if we could have had the team heels, the girls in heels.
Now, wait a minute. Now, remember, because for those of you who did the Mouse Fan Challenge before and those of you who were on Facebook, all the pictures that are taken turn into a caption contest later for everybody else. So
shenanigans.
Is that how you smell?
So make sure you're to make sure that those costumes that you guys have been working on are going to be entertaining.
Shenanigans.
Yeah, I'm thinking, Annette, maybe if your conscience was a little more clear, it'd be easier for you to sleep at night without the painkillers and vodka. I'm just.
I feel bad for Kim now.
Wow.
Look who's saying this to you, Annette. Look who's saying this.
No, really. Please.
The trash talk has begun.
Oh, so, yeah. Kim, when do you get into reunion?
That's debatable. I was supposed to come in on Wednesday, but, you know.
Yeah.
I may come in sooner. We'll see.
There you go. Cool.
I got to do a little recon.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. We're looking forward to seeing you, Kim.
Yeah, and I'll send you those notes, by the way. Those are coming.
Shenanigans.
Yeah.
Shenanigans.
In it to win it.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Thanks for calling, Kim. Always a pleasure.
She was in it to win it the last
right,
time, too,
guys.
I will say. Bye, Kim.
There we go. I'm serious. Bye, guys. See you Wednesday.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Do you remember how Kim picked her team last time? She asked us all our favorite Michael Jackson song.
Right.
Yeah, and
right.
Won.
That's right.
Which one did she pick? Which one did she pick?
She picked Newell. Me. She was on Newell's team.
Yeah. What was the song, Mike?
Human Nature.
Human Nature.
Why? Mm. Why?
She did not pick me, and I said Thriller.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. Lots of people excited for a reunion. That's awesome. We can't wait to see everyone
awesome.
In just a couple days.
Bring it on, Kim.
Or kid.
Sorry.
Can I hit him?
Who?
You're within hitting range, too.
So I'll kick you.
Whoa.
This is dangerous when we're all in the same room.
It is. Usually wow. We don't have this trouble.
407-278-5939.
Why is Mickey on the call? Did you just hear that?
I did.
And, oh, we got our next caller.
Hello.
Dean from New York.
Hello.
Hey, Dean. What's up?
Hey. Hello, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving weekend to all. Hope everyone had a festive holiday weekend. Two questions. One is when Matt is going to take his forced maternity leave that his wife is going to be giving him soon, will you be flying in his Mexican equivalent, Hotchbergo? and also,
Hotchbergo.
I kid. What would you guys do if I am violently sick this weekend from being ill? What would you guys do if you got really sick in the park, like if you had the flu or something? What would I? You know, I've heard so many shows and never. This, I don't think it's ever been touched on what to do if you really get sick.
Well, we did a show once when reality strikes or something like that. We called it where certain scenarios and that was one of them. I think when I had to bring my wife to the ER.
Yeah,
and stuff like that.
Episode 416.
Oh, thank you. Who you looked that up?
Wow,
yeah,
I'm impressed.
Look at that.
Thankfully, I've never had gotten sick and had to stay in bed. But we've done the ER run several times.
Has anyone else been really sick at Disney World? Becky, Annette, any of you?
Mike, Len.
I have, but I did have a client that did.
Yeah, we've had clients that
and, you know, I've got to say, very, very gracious. The hotel staff is very gracious. They'll bring stuff to the room for mm-hmm. them, crackers, soda, and they allow them to stay here. They'll take care of them, and the family's off doing their thing. You know, nobody wants to be sick on vacation.
Right. We've had a couple of instances where they even called the doctors in for them and then extended their stay as well when somebody couldn't travel. So they've been very helpful.
Or reimbursed them for some of the tickets they weren't able to use.
Yeah. I mean, if you get sick, like you're in the middle of the park or something, you should go to the first aid station, obviously see, you know, what's going on. Because a lot of times, you know, it depends on time of the year. Like, you know, like great examples during summertime, you know, heat stroke and stuff like that can really occur. And that's not so much you're getting sick, but, you know, you need to be able to take the warning signs. But if you do come down with a fever, with a bug or something like that, you know, then it's important to, you know, stay in your room, you know, and get your rest. I mean, it's, you know, at least still in Disney World, you can watch the Top 7 channel, you know, quite a bit. And
we're watching the Spinning D channel right now.
Who picked this channel?
Glenn. Only because the Broncos were losing.
Cool. Thanks for calling in, Dean.
Oh, well, take care, and everyone. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Dean. See you.
We don't want to have a report on that.
Yeah.
No.
Not research, no.
No.
I took care of Christy one time. Christina, she had food poisoning.
Oh, yeah, that's a famous story on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We were staying at Riverside, and she was just knocked out completely.
But you still made her do count buses.
No, actually, made her ride buses that day.
Yeah, ride buses.
That day,
and then
that'll clear them.
She got sick, and so I ended up taking care of her. But it wasn't bad, actually. But the one thing I realized is that there's no good resort food for someone who has food poisoning. Because I think they were serving like pork ribs or something that night for dinner. So I ended up bringing back bread for her. So just lots of bread.
Nice.
Yeah, sometimes it's where you're walking by is not such a good move either. Because we had one. We did have one mouse fest in the past where the fish and chip stand just didn't sit real well with what I'd had for dinner. And
That was truly colorful.
I just thought about that. Yeah. That was a long run back to the boardwalk.
That's not colorful when you're feeling well.
No.
407-278-5939. We have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, this is Erica from South Carolina.
Hey, Erica.
Hey, love the podcast. Thanks, guys, for working so hard and making it enjoyable for all of us fans.
Thanks, Erica.
Well, I have a touring plan question.
Cool.
I'll be in Magic Kingdom Sunday, a week from today. And it's the first time I'll be with children. I have a 4-month-old.
Okay.
We're going also with another family that has a 5-year-old.
Okay.
And we usually head towards Space Mountain first.
Yep.
But we're not sure that the 5-year-old's going to ride Space Mountain yet. We don't want, you know, to put him on that ride the very first time for the very first of the trip. So we're going to go to Buzz Lightyear. Or we're going to send the dads to get fast passes for Space Mountain.
That's exactly what I would do. Good job.
And meet at Buzz to ride Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we're going to head to Fantasyland and start in there on the route Winnie the Pooh, Snow White.
Yep.
That was my first idea. Or do you think that we should stop by after Buzz, ride the Speedway, and then maybe shoot back over to Space? We can use our fast passes. Or will Fantasyland be too busy by that point?
Yeah, I would wait. If you get fast passes for Space Mountain, I would just use them, you know, much later in the day, either after you come back from your afternoon break or you want to get through through Fantasyland as early in the day as possible. So I would wait to use those fast passes.
Okay, we have another morning in Magic Kingdom, and we're going to go to Fantasyland first thing that morning to get on Dumbo. But for the first day, I think we're going to shoot over to Buzz first and let the 5-year-old enjoy that first. So.
That'll be good. And then on your second morning after you do Fantasyland, if you guys needed to do Toontown, that would be the morning to do that as well.
Okay. Well, that sounds great.
Yeah, it sounds like you have a planner. Nice job.
I'm a planner. Needless
awesome.
To say. Yeah. And one more quick question. Do y'all know if they allow the car seat on the buses? I know, like, I can't strap my 4-month-old in. But it's like an infant car seat that I carry like a basket, and it snaps into his stroller. Of course, we'll fold up the stroller, but will they let him take the basket stroller, like the basket car seat, on there?
You know, I've never seen one, but if it's part of the stroller, I can't imagine why not.
I've seen it held in your lap, but not on the seat. I saw them actually make the person hold it in their lap.
Okay, well, that's fine. That's fine. We can hold it in our lap. I just wasn't sure if they would even allow the car seat on the bus. So,
but the infant car seat is what you're talking about, right? The infant one for like 15 pounds or less.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. Well, that's my question. Thanks, guys, so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Erica. Good luck with your trip.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
You too.
Thank you.
407-278-5939. Ellen, already in the chat room, a couple people are looking for handouts from you, since it is the holidays, and, you know, perhaps a looking for some charity. Some people want to make it down to reunion, but they're needing airfare. I know that Tony Caggiano's one, Katie ZY is another one. So I don't know how giving you're feeling, Len, but, you know, just letting you know.
Tony!
Airfare? What I can do is I can give them an inflatable life raft that I can pull off of my plane, a compass and a sextant.
You know what he can do?
See if they can navigate down there.
The best Len can do is give a TSA pat down.
Exactly.
Nice. 407-278-5939. We have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Melissa. I'm calling from South Korea.
South Korea.
Technically, that's farther than China. Yeah.
Technically, there's almost a war there. You better be safe.
Are you?
I know.
It's time to come to Disney.
Are you?
Is someone, one of your family members, stationed over there?
My husband works for a gas and oil company.
Wow. Okay, cool.
Too cool, yeah.
Nice. What can we do for you?
I am, myself and four other moms are flying to the world in February to run the Disney Princess Half Marathon.
Woohoo!
The other moms are from Croatia, Wales, and Australia. And wow. None of them have ever been to Walt Disney World before.
Nice.
That's cool. Yeah.
So
it's going to be fun. So the deal is we talked our husbands into giving us an extra day. So now we have 5 days, which is like a day for each park and then a day for the race. But Friday is our Magic Kingdom day, and it's also the day we have to go to the expo and get our race packet. So my question is, knowing that that's the only day for us to really be at the Magic Kingdom, how much time do I want to give us for the expo? Like, is the expo cool? Do we want to hang out there, or do we want to get our packets and go right back to the Magic Kingdom?
Let's see. Well, this year, Melissa, the expo, will this be your first half marathon at Walt Disney World?
Yes. It's all of our first half marathons ever.
Okay. Well, the expo, which is at the World of Sports, will have on the first floor all kinds of vendors there that will be selling. They'll be selling all sorts of running gear and running shoes and all kinds of stuff, like 100% for women. You'll also go down there for your race packet. I would say give yourself – assume that you're going to spend about 2 hours at the World of Sports getting your race packet, probably going through the expo. I would also suggest, and Len should chime in here, that on that day, that maybe you could switch your park days, and maybe that day could be an Epcot day. Maybe you'd be better off going to Epcot. The thing is that I would plan on going to the expo as early as possible.
Really? Okay.
It opens at 9. You want to be there at 9.
Really? But then I'm going to blow my fast pass window.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, no, Mike, I think if she leaves at lunchtime, she'll be fine.
Okay.
Oh, she leaves. You mean if she leaves the Magic Kingdom?
Leave the Magic Kingdom around lunchtime. You'll be fine.
Okay. My next question is, we're leaving. We're eating dinner that night at the Kona Cafe. How do I get back and forth from the Magic Kingdom to the Wide World of Sports? I know the Polynesian is one of the shuttle places for the race. So can we take a bus from the Magic Kingdom, or do we have to take the monorail to the Poly?
Well, I would walk to the Contemporary and then take the bus from the Contemporary to Wide World of Sports.
Yep.
Okay.
That's your shortest option, because it's like a 5-minute walk for you, maybe 7-minute walk to the Contemporary, and then just take a bus to to Wide World. So I'm assuming you guys aren't going to have a car.
We're not. No.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
Wait a minute, Len. You've got them walking from the Polynesian to the Contemporary?
No, Magic Kingdom. Magic Kingdom to the Contemporary.
Oh, Magic Kingdom to the Contemporary. Okay.
Yeah.
And then I figure on the way back, we can just take the shuttle back to the Poly because we're eating at Kona, and then we'll go back to Magic Kingdom for fireworks and all that good stuff.
There you go.
Fantastic. All right. My last question is, if you were taking four moms from four different countries who had never been to Walt Disney World before, what would be on your have to do it list?
Disney's Hollywood Studios.
World Showcase.
Well, there were a lot.
We Magic have Kingdom. We have wow. Park for sure.
Dole Whip.
They were a walking World Showcase, so.
Yeah.
Let's see. Four moms that had never been before. I mean, yeah, not to promote my own product, but you should have a touring plan to see the highlights of each park.
There you go.
Ding, ding.
I would say, I think the key is trying.
The key is there's a reason for that, though, right? I mean, you're going to
come on. Take advantage of it. I'm like a touring plan junkie. We're going to have crazy touring plans.
I just want to. Cool. So I think. I would just say, don't try not to overwhelm them.
Well, they're running. It's their first 13-mile race. I mean, that's.
And they're coming from across the world. They're overwhelmed as it is.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
Enjoy it while you're here.
Coming, from Wales, which, if I recall correctly, is somewhere on Mars. So I think they're coming pretty far.
Yeah. Well, I told them that our half marathon training is actually it's more important to prepare us for our 4 days of park touring than it is for the race.
Yeah, the race
so
itself.
So I put it in perspective.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Cool. What day do you guys get there?
We leave on the 23rd, and we leave Korea on – it's weird. We leave here at like 11, but we get there at 4:30 because you're flying like into yesterday. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some sort of time travel involved. And then you're
staying. It is, exactly.
You're staying through Monday?
Yeah, we leave. We actually leave Tuesday morning.
And then they go back to the future.
Exactly. And then we go into the time vortex again.
Oh, cool. Yeah, you guys will be fine. So I think, you'll be fine. You know, a touring plan. What do you have? What do you have for meals set up?
Kona.
Yeah.
Bistro de Paris, Boma, Sanaa, Narcoossi's.
Woo!
And,
very nice.
Very nice.
It's been a while, huh, Matt?
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, there's an insult to Matt somewhere in there. What was your last restaurant?
Hollywood Brown Derby.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
That's a good. I like those. Brown Derby's great.
Yeah, I needed a place to eat at the studios.
Yeah, Brown Derby. Expensive, but yeah, I love
it. At the studios. Okay, at the studios, that's fine. If that's your thing.
Well, we have a one day at each park, so I'm trying to do once again meal in each park. But we could also like walk around to the boardwalk or something if you've got a better idea.
No, he's mistaken. He's been drinking a lot tonight. Forgive him.
I think Brown Derby's fine. Brown Derby's fine. I think the desserts are better than the entrees, but okay.
Cool.
Okay. Thank you guys for all your help.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks
good
for calling
luck
in.
With your,
and be
luck
safe.
With your race,
be safe out there.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Maybe we'll see you in February.
Woo. Yeah, I mean, I'm running it. Scope, are you running it?
Princess? Oh, great.
Planning to, yep.
Yeah, good. Yeah, we'll all be down there. It'll be fun.
Super.
Cool. Thanks for calling
in. All right, maybe I'll see you there.
Cool. Good luck.
407-278-5939. Linda, what was your question?
Does the Brown Derby still have that grapefruit cake?
Yes, I saw it today.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Okay, so that's probably the
best
thing.
You're asking the wrong person, Lynn. Yeah, dessert questions go directly to Annette. Do not pass. Right. Go. Do not
collect $200.
In the chat room, Big Red Dog 3109, it's Cliff, says, I like the Brown Derby, which is too much money. And I agree. It's very expensive, but I love it. It's great food.
Salad. Absolutely. Just go in, have salad, and leave.
Yeah.
Well, you got to pay.
Well, yeah, I guess you do have to pay. Oh, is that what I was supposed to do today? I've been on a cruise ship before now.
Salad's huge. So you split the salad, and then you get a dessert. And
the
that's,
salad
that's
was
meal.
Big.
Yeah, it's a meal in itself.
I was supposed to split it?
Yeah, Minnie Laura says she loves the salad at Brown Derby also.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah
the Cobb salad
stuff.
Is fabulous.
Yum.
Nice. 407-278-5939 is our phone number. We'll take our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, Matt. It's Larry and Mary, formerly of Elkton, Maryland, back in Newark, Delaware now.
Hey, Larry and Mary. How are you?
Hey, Larry.
Doing all right. First off, I wanted to go back to something that somebody had said a little while ago, one of the callers asking about getting sick down at Disney. Unfortunately, I got a heck of a story about it from when my dad got sick while down there because he'd been going through post-surgical chemo for cancer. And he'd been cleared to go down. Everything was good. But while down there, he got good and sick, involving a 2 a.m. drive to the emergency department, that kind of thing.
Mm.
But they were unbelievably good. I mean, we were at the beach club, and I think there were a total of two people working in the lobby at that hour. Not that I blame them, exactly.
Right.
So they sent one of them to go get the car. The other one left the lobby uncovered and ran upstairs with a wheelchair, got us everything we needed to get down there. And when Dad did come back from the emergency department, obviously he didn't tour anymore for the rest of the trip, but every day the folks at housekeeping sent up a big bowl of chicken noodle soup out of Beaches and Cream. That's one of the reasons why I say that stuff is a lifesaver, because
nice.
Let me tell you, it literally was that trip.
That's really nice of them.
Yeah, they are incredibly good. And I got one thing I got to toss in that's been on my mind for, a few weeks now. I know how much you guys say the special firework holiday tag, rather, for Illuminations is incredible. And it definitely is, no question. But I got to tell you, they once actually did even beat that. And that was for the celebration, the Epcot 25 Illuminations, the special anniversary tag.
Right.
That thing blew it all away. If you haven't seen it yet,
just YouTube for Epcot 25 Illuminations, and truly it was probably the most spectacular fireworks that has ever been done by Disney, or that perhaps that may ever be done by them.
Oh, cool. Well, thanks for sharing that, Larry. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. And I think the folks there with you, Matt, will appreciate this. I'm not positive if you will or not, but Mary and I actually met someone today who makes you sound as though you're talking in slow motion.
Wow.
I'm sure he wasn't nearly as good looking.
I'm from New York. Mary's from Jersey, and neither one of us could quite follow him. He was going so fast. That's saying something.
Wow. Nice. Cool. Thanks for checking in, Larry. Appreciate it.
No problem. You folks have a great night and keep up the great work as always.
Thank you.
Thanks, Larry.
See you.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. Lots of calls. And, of course, don't forget to join us in our chat room at wdwtoday.com. And next online, we have Kim from Texas. Hey, Kim.
Hi. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
What was that?
That was turkey. That was Tom.
Tom Turkey.
Tom the Turkey. He's saying Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for not killing me.
Thanks for not eating me.
Thanks for not eating me.
What can we do for you today, Kim?
Well, I am running the marathon in January. Ooh. And I see, how crazy am I? I see that the program has come out, and it had the corral placement, or the corral time, just okay, corrals and that. Mm-hmm. And since Mike and Lynn have run before, do you have any idea what the timing requirements might be?
Yes.
For the placement in the corrals?
If you have never run before, and if you have never posted a time before, you will be in the very last corral, which is anyone who's run from 2:45 and above. In order for you to get back in a corral, back from that corral, you would have to have posted a half marathon run or something similar that would be less than 2 hours and 45 minutes. To get back even further than that, I believe the next cutoff is 2:05. So if you've run a half marathon in less than 2:05, you get back another one. So the three corrals that I'm aware of is one that, you know, the last one, which everybody goes in, then the middle one, which is basically anyone who's run a half marathon less than 2 hours and 45 minutes. And then the other one, which is up front for the elite runners, are those who have run a half marathon less than 2 hours and 5 minutes.
Hmm. Okay. Because I was lucky enough, I went through and I worked really hard. I was a good girl. There's some fun in that. But I ran a 10K on a Halloween and submitted that time, and they bumped me up from being a 3:30 to a 2:41.
Okay. What was your time for the 10K, Kim? What was your time?
It was 1:30.
1:30 for the 1 hour and 30 minutes for the 10K?
Yes.
Really?
Hmm. Yeah, so that's 6-point-something miles. That's a little less than a half marathon.
Yeah, a little less.
So that's good.
I'm just trying to do some strategizing. That's all about the corrals, because I know I'm not getting any faster between now and marathon. So I figure if I can strategize my corral location, it might buy me a couple minutes.
What do you mean by corral location? I mean, they will allow you to go in whatever corral is listed on your bib. So you can't, you know, you won't be able to.
I walk in, do I want to go to the left on the corral or go to the right? See, I've never done this. I'm not quite sure. You know, how do I get to the front of the corral?
Well, we can.
You know, because I figure every minute or two might buy me a rush break if possible.
What you want to do is you want to move up as close to the front of the corral as possible.
Well, hold on. Mike. If you're worried about chip time, right, which I think all of us are worried about chip time.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter where you start in the corral.
No, but what she may be thinking about is to start off, because you know how it is, Lynn, with the corrals. You don't run for the first 5 or 10 minutes. You're walking kind of fast because it's so crowded, but if you're up front, there's going to be less of that in front of you, so you're more likely to get into your pace. But if you're back, you're not going to do that. Also, Kim, what you want to do is you want to hang around to the sides to the left or to the right, so that you're at the very left side or the very right side, and you won't have less likelihood of people running on both sides of you. And the reason for that is that when the marathon starts down there, it's so crowded that people will cut in front of you at the last minute, and there's a lot of people who I see getting tripped because there are people that are just passing them left and right. So if you can avoid at least one half of that happening, then you're probably going to be okay, at least for the first mile. It's the first mile that's the real crazy part of that race.
Okay, because I figure the furthest ahead of that last person who crosses the start line, the better I'm going to be.
Say that again?
So the further ahead I can get from the last person who crosses the start line, the better off I'm going to be.
So she's worried about you.
I'm getting worried about getting swept. I want to finish and come home alive. Just the basics.
Now, well, I think with 3 hours, though, you'll be fine.
I should be good. I should be good.
Yeah, you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
You've got a lot of buffer there, so I wouldn't have to worry. And the other thing is that if this is going to be your first race down there, you'll find that the adrenaline will get you going so fast that you won't have to worry about being swept. You'll be okay.
Oh, awesome, guys. Well, thank you very much. I'm hoping I get to see you guys Thursday night.
Nice.
So I'm looking forward to it.
Cool. Thanks for calling in.
It will be fun. All right. That's it. Have a good night.
Awesome. We'll have a safe flight down here. See you soon. And I want to remind all of our listeners that this live show of WDW Today has been sponsored by AllEars.net, your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, and All Ears has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling, special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, where you join over 126,000 other subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net today. We have our next caller right on the line. Keep things going here. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Yeah, hey there. It's Mike from McLean, Virginia.
Hey, Mike.
How's it going? I'm going to be down there a week from today. And one of the nights I'm there, I've got tickets to La Nuba. And that day I'm going to be at Magic Kingdom. And I'm trying to figure out the least painful way to get from Magic Kingdom to La Nuba using either Disney transportation or taxi or whatever.
Yeah, well, taxi's going to be the easiest. Yeah, taxi.
Yeah. So you could walk to the Contemporary and then take the thing, grab a taxi, right?
Yeah, because there's no taxis at the Magic Kingdom. Yeah, good point, Juan.
Yeah.
There's also a taxi.
To downtown Disney from the Magic Kingdom. Though?
No, but I was gonna say you could go to the TTC. They're right out there when you come to the when you get out of the monorail. If you were gonna take the express monorail, if that was an easier option.
Yeah. So the least hassle option, Mike, is taking a cab from like the Contemporary. You could also wait for a Disney bus, you know, for 5 minutes or so. The buses should come every 20 minutes or so. But I don't know how direct that service is. They may stop off at the other Magic Kingdom monorail resorts before taking you off to the...
Right. Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, cool.
Cool.
All right, thanks a lot for your help.
Anytime, thanks for calling in.
Have a good trip.
All right, thanks a lot.
We right on the heels of that call. Let's go to our next call. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Cheryl.
Hey, Cheryl.
Hey, Cheryl. Hi, Cheryl. How are you?
Doing good. I'm calling to remind Matt of the other parties going on.
Yes, on Thursday night.
For anyone who does not want to pay the $50, anyone not for the Christmas party, they can come to Todd and Cheryl's Hanukkah party.
No way. Todd and Cheryl's very merry Hanukkah party?
Todd and Cheryl's very Jewish Hanukkah party. With
awesome.
Latkes and M&Ms.
Oi!
So we're going to be at Warren Fork at Moses Lodge. And if anyone needs more information, they can tweet me at CherylP3 for info.
Awesome. Cool. We're looking forward. We're going to be seeing Cheryl. We'll be seeing you and Todd. Todd's on Team Studio Central. Woot. And we're looking forward to seeing you guys all throughout Reunion.
And I'm on Team Keep Marissa Company.
Are you guys staying on property, Cheryl?
All right. Yes.
Nice. Where are you staying?
Two nights at Polly.
Very nice. Very nice. I didn't know Todd made that kind of money. Very nice.
Wow, from the penthouse to the...
Thanks for calling in, Cheryl. Appreciate it.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
See you, Cheryl.
407-278-5939. And we have next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with? Hello?
We're speaking to a radio. Hi, Mr. Radio.
Hello.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Yeah. This is Howie from St. John's.
Hey, Howie, how are you?
Not too bad. I think I might have a bit of a distinction among the fans of the podcast. I think I'm the only person who Lynn offered lethal advice to. I wrote in a little while ago asking about a one-day touring plan for SeaWorld, and I think I might have mentioned that Lynn's favorite sports team sucked, and I think he told me to go for a swim with Shamu with liberally slathered with fish, I believe is what he said.
a quick dip in some fish oil before you hopped into the water.
Yes, that was. I think I spit my coffee all over my computer monitor that day when I heard that.
That's great.
I got a couple questions for you. We're heading down in about 10 or 12 days. Going to miss reunion, unfortunately, but the day we leave is a Sunday morning. We have a flight at 12:15 out of MCO, and we're thinking that, of course, you get picked up 3 hours early, and we're thinking about taking a taxi to save a bit of time that morning so we don't have to get up and leave at like 9:15. About how much is a taxi to the airport?
What is it, like $60, Len? I haven't done it in such a long time.
Yeah, $40 to $60, depending on which resort you're at and how much they have to wait for you to get your luggage and stuff together. That's what I would. That's what I would budget. You might want to check to see if there's a fixed fare though. You can call Mears actually. Google the Mears website. Mm-hmm. Mears Transportation Orlando. They actually have a taxi fare estimator online. That'll tell you how much it costs to get from one place to the other. The other thing you might want to consider is a one-way shuttle, depending on how many people you have in your party. Just the two? Yeah, so check out the shuttle versus the taxi. I think the taxi's probably going to be... I don't know, the shuttle might be less expensive. I'm not sure. But check out the taxi anyway, just to be safe. Yeah, Mears Transportation... online, just Google it, and they'll give you the estimator. It's like a little calculator.
We were thinking maybe we'd grab breakfast maybe a bit later and like head out maybe say at like 10:15 or 10:30 instead of like 9:15 sort of thing.
Yeah, you'll at least get another 90 minutes another 90 minutes in the resort.
Another question for you, Lynn. We're going on the 9th. It's Thursday morning. The crowd count says 2. We're going to the Magic Kingdom that morning, even though it's an extra magic hour morning and there's a party that night. We're thinking about going for the morning and hopping over to Epcot. Yep. And then we won't be back to the Magic Kingdom until the 11th, maybe 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So it gets to the sunrise, sunset. And I looked at the touring plan for sunrise, sunset, and it kind of doesn't, the morning one doesn't kind of suit where we usually go. We're left-hand side of the park kind of people.
Okay.
So if you were to go and spend we'll be there for the magic hour opening because our time zone works to our favor. If you're going to spend 5 or 6 hours maybe in the morning and then go back the second day, say about 4 or 5 o'clock, what kind of is there a touring plan I could use?
It's probably not what we would recommend to start on in Frontierland in the morning on a morning extra magic hour day. We would. That's kind of tricky.
I know it's not open right away. I was a couple 2 years ago, and I think it was Frontierland. It was Fantasyland, and Tomorrowland was open when rope dropped, and it took a while for the left hand side to open. How much time do you have before it opens?
Probably an hour. So it'll if extra magic hours begin at 8 a.m., it'll be 9 o'clock when Frontierland and Liberty Square and the rest of it opens. Okay. What time are you planning on getting to the park on Thursday?
Oh, we'll see. I guess see 8 o'clock when it opens. It's 6:30 for us, right?
Yeah.
So we're up early anyway, and we'll be there, for rope drop, no problem, I would think. We'll be coming from the beach club, so we'll grab a bus. I'd say the local time, we'll be up 5:30. I mean, that's just...
Yeah, there's just not going to be much to do on the left side of the park in that morning.
Yeah.
Why don't you get in some Tomorrowland stuff though? For the first hour, and then at 9 o'clock be lined up to do, the Frontierland stuff. So you could wait by the entrance to Adventureland or the entrance to Liberty Square, and head over to Frontierland then. And then it's not going to be crowded for the first hour, so you could probably ride Big Thunder Mountain 5 or 6 times without much of a wait.
Mm. We haven't been to like Wishes before. We've always seen it from outside the park. Like last year, we saw it from Winter's Lodge, mm-hmm. and we're really looking forward to a Saturday night going to see the parade and everything else, the same as it closed, the sort of thing.
Oh, that'll be nice. Yeah.
Now is the Illuminations tag going on now? I mean, is it started
yes.
up for
yes, Christmas? Started on the 26th, I believe. Earlier this weekend. Let's put it that way.
Is Scopus still online?
He
yep.
should be.
I'm here. Yep.
Mike, listen, my question for you. The Illuminations tag, you guys talked about it, like the last 30 couple of minutes is really loud and rumbling. So from personal experience, how does that compare to like the Bomb Barb and the Fort Sumter?
That was
awesome. Civil War reference.
That was
nice.
Great. That was great.
I got it. Good job. Thanks for calling in.
All right, buddy.
Yeah, it took me a second, but I picked up. Fort Sumter's the beginning of the Civil War when they started bombarding it. So he
was
there. Because Scope was old.
That's always funny.
Okay. We have our next caller. It's Jay on the line. Hey, Jay.
Hey, I've been calling a lot over the past couple of months with questions. I just wanted to let y'all know why I had to do that. I sent a telegraph to Scopa back in high school, and I still haven't gotten the answer. That's all I'm saying. So I just figured I'd go to the live show.
And the hits just keep on coming.
Nice. God.
You guys are awesome. I just had to give you a little hard time. I had a couple of questions. One is I've heard that there's – what did I hear about pumpkin ice cream on Main Street? Did I dream that, or is that really something that's there?
I will go search it out tomorrow and let I will. I don't know, but it
she's leaving now.
I'll be right back.
I don't know why I heard that, but I just heard it somewhere randomly. I thought, well, I'll ask y'all and see if there's anything to it. The other question I had, this is, I've been to Disney 5 times, but I'm usually kind of going commando style, so I've never figured this out. Can you walk through the castle from the hub to Fantasyland?
Yes, sometimes. Assuming there isn't a castle show getting ready to go.
Yeah, okay, so sometimes
they close it up before a show that's going on.
Okay, because I was wondering, is that a good strategy for getting to Fantasyland in the morning then? Is that better than going through Tomorrowland?
Len, what do you think about that?
Are you going to Fantasyland first? I would definitely take the direct route, yeah.
Okay, that's what I was wondering, because we'd gone through Tomorrowland, and I was like, there's got to be a quicker way than this.
Yeah, it's definitely faster to do it the other way.
Okay, well, good. And two last quick questions. One is what do y'all know about the – have y'all ever experienced the renting the ECV, the vehicles for someone? Apparently, you can't reserve them. You just kind of got to get them. You know, first come, first serve. We have someone who's a little older going with us in January who's going to need one. And
and
I just wondered if y'all had any tips on how to make sure to get one of those.
Annette?
They have them in the park. They won't let you reserve them in advance, but you can work through Walker Mobility and have them bring you one. So you definitely
have one.
They'll deliver it to your resort, and it'll be waiting on you at the resort.
Oh, wow, that's nice. Well, I'm glad I asked. Thank you for that tip. And one last question for Matt. You're a big fan of the studios, right? I heard a little bit about Jack Diamond. Is he still out there? Somewhere I heard that's he's a really fun actor. Did I hear that correctly?
Yeah, he's great. He's still out there.
Where do you find him? What does he do?
Well, he's all the Streetmosphere, all the Citizens of Hollywood are either on Hollywood or Sunset Boulevards. Their schedules kind of it changes. It's hard to say. Like you can go on Tuesdays and find them. Their schedule runs opposite the Disney Channel Rock schedule. So if Disney Channel Rocks is at like 10 a.m., then they'll be running at 10:30, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You could just ask, actually, one of the cast members. Go to the tip board and ask. Or better yet, if you see one of the other Citizens of Hollywood, you can always ask them. And he does a magic act. He's very, very talented. And unfortunately, he's not going to be we're not going to be seeing him at the reunion. He's booked a gig, unfortunately, that he's got to make his money. So he won't be able to make it there. So we're going to be checking out other guys, other citizens of Hollywood to enjoy. But Jack is really, really, really great show. And he's a great guy also. So be sure to take some time and talk to the guy. He's really, really nice.
Oh, cool. Well, thanks. I appreciate it, y'all. All right. Have a good night.
Thank you for calling.
You should.
You bet. Thanks.
See you, man.
407-278-5939. We should have also mentioned, Karen in chat room mentioned this, you can also rent ECVs independently. You don't have to go through Disney. I believe I would imagine it's cheaper. Annette? Oh, Annette's eating. Hang on a second.
She's got cake.
Annette has a point to make. But you can rent, and then they can also, you can use the ECVs outside of the parks as well. Yes, Annette?
There are actually several companies that will deliver and do like multi-day discounts, which is really good as well. And then you have the entire time you're here.
Is there a company you guys use?
We use Walker Mobility.
Walker Mobility?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're really good.
And the great thing is you have it at the resort because, you know, sometimes your room is not really close to the bus stop.
Yeah. I mean, we will have to always, rent ECVs, rent strollers, and we're at a stroller rental. You can save some money and, makes sense. We have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, this is Kike from Jonesboro, Arkansas.
Mike?
Kai from Jonesboro,
Kai.
Arkansas.
Sorry about that, Kai. What's up?
Just sitting here waiting on Illuminations to start.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice. We're about 3 miles away from you.
Yeah, we're sitting over here by the steps of Canada and just waiting on Illuminations to start. It's really nice out here.
How are the crowds today now that it's the Sunday, Thanksgiving's over? How would you find the crowds today in Epcot?
Not too bad. I mean, it was we followed through and planned it pretty good this morning. Right now, it's picking up pretty good, probably because of the party at Animal Kingdom closing early. The Christmas party at Magic Kingdom, I think crowds are picking up here for the Illuminations.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, not too bad.
Nice. Well, enjoy Illuminations. It's a fantastic show, and I hope you enjoy the holiday tag. We were talking about that earlier this evening in the special holiday tag. Have you seen that before?
I've seen it before, looking forward to it again. We came down early for reunion, looking forward to it.
Nice.
Coming up here in a couple days.
We're so excited to be able to meet, yourself, Kai, and some of our other listeners. And it's so cool that people are starting to filter in now. I know that, obviously, Newell, Annette, and Becky all came in today. So we're really excited.
Yeah, I can't wait. Looking forward to it.
Awesome. Well, enjoy Epcot, and we'll see you later this week.
All right. Have a good night.
Glenn came from all the way across the street. You didn't even mention him.
Cool. Thanks, Kai. Have fun.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 407-278-5939. Let's keep things rolling over here. And we have another call on the line.
Rolling. Keep those callers rolling.
We got the Wilderness Lodge theme going.
Who are we speaking with?
Hi there. This is Bill calling from Manhattan.
Hey, Bill.
Hiya, Bill.
How's it going?
Outstanding.
Good to talk to all your August personages tonight.
East side or west side, Bill?
And actually, we're right by Union Square, so I guess we're technically on the west side.
Cool.
Len, I'm glad you're on the phone because we had the extreme pleasure last month. Actually, I apologize in advance because I hope this isn't a little esoteric for everybody. We had the pleasure of going to Disneyland Paris last month.
Really?
And then we actually used all the Len Test and Bob Salinger tips and kind of wanted to give you a little trip report of what it was like to have been there, because it was really wild. Being in France of all places and seeing Disney all around you, it was a very strange experience.
In a different language.
You're right, exactly.
It's the way Charlemagne intended it to be.
It's right. We all the advice that you guys had on the trains line was great. We took that RER outside of the center of Paris and we were there in no time at all.
Yeah, train service is really good, yeah.
Yeah. We did show up too early, though, because no one told us that there was a lag in general foot traffic in the park, and the people who were actually staying at the hotels were allowed to get in a lot quicker. So we were actually held at ropes for about an hour and a half before. We did ourselves a little disservice by arriving a little too early.
What time did you get there?
Well, actually, we got there like 8:45. That was our mistake.
Okay. And the park opened to the general public at 10?
Yep, exactly.
Okay. All right. We'll probably try and make that tip a little bit more prominent next time. Okay.
Yeah, that could have just been, lost in translation. But, once it started going, it was a ton of fun being there. But there were some differences, you know, from either being, I've been to Anaheim and I've been to Orlando, and this is the first park out of the States I've ever been to. And there are just some slight differences in the fact that, you know, it looks very much like Disney, but there's something about the feel of it that's not quite there. And it's almost like in the customer service aspect, they're just not on top of it like they are in the United States.
Really?
I heard that they're working on it from time to time. Yeah, yeah.
Well, don't forget also... Don't forget also that Disneyland Paris is not run by the Walt Disney Company like the parks are in America.
Exactly.
It's run by a different company, so you know, obviously it's a little different.
Right. But, you know, it was real close, though. It was, I mean, it's a good approximation. That's the thing. You look around, there's some things that are missing. And, again, the customer service, perhaps, that magical greeting you get from people is a little hard to replicate without Disney being right on top of it. But the other thing is that the smells that Disney worked so hard to perpetrate in Anaheim and in Orlando weren't all around you in Paris. It's just one of those intangible things that you take for granted. They didn't have so much over Europe. For whatever the reason, it just wasn't there. And another thing, which, you know, I think maybe Mike Newell will find this weird, the audio cues were very sparing throughout the park. And maybe it has to do with the fact that there's so much English being used in our parks over, you know, on stateside that, you know, they're trying to, I think, make it as bilingual or trilingual as possible. So they don't have anything with overt English or overt French for the most part. So even on rides, there were long stretches of the Phantom Manor, for instance, that were silent, and there were long stretches of roller coasters or whatnot where there were no audio cues inside the lines. And that's in itself a little bizarre. It's not the kind of thing you expect from Disney.
How about that?
But interesting. But I gotta say, it was just a real gas to go from being on the on the Seine, and then within an hour we were in Disney of all places. It's not what we were expecting, but we'd really planned for it. And I would recommend to anybody, if they have a couple of hours to scissor over to getting over to Disneyland Paris, by all means.
Yeah, it's really straightforward to get there. The trains run directly from the airport, and then, you know, it's a maybe at most a couple of transfers from pretty much any point in Paris.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Taking the Paris Metro to the RER was no problem. Anyway, like I said, it's, you know, we're angling to go to Tokyo at some point in Hong Kong just to impress our friends.
Yeah, to do the complete loop, right?
Exactly. We have to check off all of our boxes. But anyway, I just wanted to say thanks to you two guys for, I hope I didn't bore the other readers, but thanks. You guys put together a real comprehensive guide, and you made it really easy for us to enjoy
a real good, I'm glad you liked through it. There.
Cool. Thanks for calling
absolutely.
In.
Thanks very much.
Thanks. Thanks very much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
407-278-5939. Don't forget, our chat room is open to you, and it's a lot of fun. You know, it's an opportunity for you to comment on what we're talking about, share some ideas. We're getting some great ideas this evening. We're talking about, so many topics, but the ECVs and different options in there, and right now at Disneyland Paris. You know, people are just talking about all aspects of Walt Disney World. Actually, we're discussing Southwest and the AirTran merger, so lots of stuff going on. Of course, you can be a part of it. Just go to wdwtoday.com. You'll see the link for our chat room right there on the homepage, and join us. Be a part of the show. It's an interactive experience. So, you know, you should definitely don't pass it up if you're just listening. We have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with? Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, great. Hey, I've got a question here. I'm planning my next trip down, and the thing I'm trying to figure out first is the timing. I know I'm going to go in the summertime. And what I'm trying to figure out is, I know I want to stick with the kids' vacation times.
Mm-hmm.
And we had thought about, you know, going right when the kids' vacations start. But then I also was thinking about the fact that it seems like whenever Disney does deals for the fall, they start the fall on, like, August 15th. And so because I'm up in upstate New York, there's no problem there. The school doesn't go back until after Labor Day. So here's my question is, if I'm trying to figure out the difference between going, say, in July versus August 15th and past that, it seems like price is definitely cheaper after August 15th. Would you guys agree with that?
Yeah. I think it will be. I think, by the way, summer break officially ends on the 21st next year for most folks. Most kids are going to go back on the 22nd in the Southeast.
Yeah, and isn't usually August 15th the cutoff for like when summer ends and value season begins in Disney's World?
Yeah, typically the office phone's ringing. Hold on. I don't know where that came from. No, typically that's the case, but you know, everybody's these days. It seems like school schedules are all over the place.
Yeah,
summer loving had me had a blast.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Nice. Summer well, cool. Hopefully, that answers that question for you.
So, so price may or may not be cheaper. Let me ask you this: crowds and weather. How do you think that compares between like July and after August 15th?
Well, I mean, Len, you can comment on the crowds, but I mean, for weather-wise, I mean, July and August are just hot and humid for Florida. It's not really that much of a difference. I mean, we'd be nitpicking if I told you there was much of one. They're both hurricane season. The end of August, you're going to have a better chance of a hurricane than July. That's just typically how it goes. But even so, I mean, the peak of hurricane season isn't really hit until September and October. So I wouldn't worry about that necessarily.
Okay.
Len, did you want to talk about crowds between July and... July and August.
After the 15th, I mean, crowds are gonna drop considerably.
Okay.
One final question for you guys. I have a family of five, my wife and three kids, and as you may or may not know, that limits me to like two resorts on the entire Disney property.
Or villas.
So my question is, right? Yeah. Well, I'm sort of in the all-star pop century price category in terms of budget. But just running some numbers on the Disney website just to get a sense of prices. The price for, they've got like what, the all-star suites at, I think music or whatever it is. And then the next one they want to put you in is, Port Orleans, Riverside, I think it is. For a family of five. I guess there's like a trundle bed or something in one of those. So exactly. Here's the question. When we go, I'll have a 9-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 4-year-old. And my 4-year-old will be perfectly happy sleeping in a pack and play for a few days. But the question is, like, from an ethical standpoint, how do you guys feel about just telling Disney that I'm bringing a family of four? And even, can I do that if I'm doing, say, a dining plan or whatever? Can I just book it for four and then just pay for the third kid, you know, separately, buy my tickets for him, his park passes separately, you know, and just kind of book the trip as a family of four, but actually I'm taking a 4-year-old along with me as well. Does that work? Or are they going to, like, not let me do that? Or just because then it allows me to, it opens up a number of resorts that I can stay in drastically. And it makes it much cheaper.
Annette?
From an ethical standpoint?
Yeah.
For me, you need to tell them, you know.
Yeah. You could, but you shouldn't. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Okay. You said ethical. You put that in there. You asked ethically what was right.
I did. Yes. You're right. You're right.
You know, are they going to card your 4-year-old? No.
are they going to come and count how many people are in your room? No.
Yeah, but should you is another question. Yeah, so.
Yeah. Would
you? But I mean, like, yeah. So, I mean, you can get away with it, but it's not what they want you to do. And
well, don't discount also the option of staying off property. I mean, you can get a much bigger amenity, you know, bigger room, and you can probably even save yourself some cash if that's the issue. I mean, it sounds like you're not willing to pony up for, you know, the 2-bedroom unit at, you know, like Old Key West or any of the DVC resorts, and that's nothing wrong with that. But don't discount the option of staying off-site. I mean, if you're looking for space, then, you know, there's lots of great options for you out there that you can save some money and get the space you need and not have to break the bank. So I just want to, you know, I know quite often we always think, well, it's on-site or nothing. And, you know, there are other options out there. So just keep that in mind as well.
Okay. Cool. Thanks, guys.
Cool. Thanks for calling in. 407-278-5939. How about another call, Scopa? What do you say?
Woo!
Yeah. That's a good
well, Scopa.
This is Bob from Dayton.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Otherwise known as Dayton Bob.
How's it going? You guys are having fun tonight.
We try.
We're in a silly mood. It's the first night of, I almost said Virginia. First night of reunion.
Isn't that the first night of
reunion? It's my first night. Yeah.
Wish I could be there. Margaritas all around, yay. Hey, I got a question for, well, anyone. I was going to say Len, but you're all equally as brilliant. I'm going to Mickey's Very Scary Not So Merry Christmas Party. What time can I get into the gates?
With that ticket alone?
Yeah. With that ticket?
Yeah.
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. Yeah, 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock?
Yes.
Yep. And we all said
Sounds
4.
Cool. We all said 4. That's good. Okay. We have a consensus. And one of you, talking about restaurants and places to eat, mentioned an excellent place for chicken wings. And I lost the note. I wrote it down and can't find it. Where was that?
Chicken wings? Was it
Ohana?
No. I was going to say at Old Key West. Is that the place? I know they fry chicken there. But I don't think it's chicken wings. But I can't think of anywhere on...
Was it one of the off-site pizzerias, like Flippers or something like that?
I thought it was like at the Swan or the Dolphin, one of the restaurants there.
I don't know. Scope, does that ring a bell? Is there somewhere on the Swan and Dolphin that...
Let me see. I remember one time I talked about... Len asked me to check this restaurant, the restaurant at the Dolphin Land. What's the name of that restaurant?
The Fountain?
Yeah, the Fountain. They have this Calypso chicken entree that is it's like buffalo wings. It's probably the best buffalo wings I've tasted on property. But they're like boneless. It's like boneless chicken wings. It's just with very very.
That's what you were talking about.
Yeah,
so that's it's at the Fountain.
Delicious.
Cool.
It's to die for. It's running neck and neck with. Being named the next Scopa special, I'll tell you.
Wow.
Nice. Well, I'll definitely have to give my review then and let you know. I've got one quick question for Len, seriously, though. Okay. I have both the unofficial guide to Walt Disney World 2010 and the color companion to Walt Disney World.
Yep.
So, a friend asked me, I'm going to the Hoop-Dee-Doo review, and they asked me, what is it? How do I explain it? So I went to the books to get something and couldn't find anything about the Hoop-Dee-Doo review. Nothing in the index or anything.
It's in the nightlife section in the back.
Nightlife section in the back. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Cool. Thanks for calling
in. The show.
Thank you. Len, can you hear the electric water pageant?
I can.
Hear waterfall
and the fireworks.
Yeah, we got sort of in the background. 407-278-5939, and we have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Karen from Pennsylvania.
Hey, Karen.
Hey, I was wishing I was in Florida right now because it's so cold up here.
Can you see my shorts, Karen, on the webcam? Or Newell's?
Wow.
Yes, I see you.
Wow.
I was wondering, I know Reunion just started this year, but when is Reunion next year? Because I'm coming next year.
Becky?
Mike? Yes?
Well, we're still waiting on the dates are going to be to be announced very soon. Don't worry. We'll have information for you about that so you can be part of Reunion 2011.
But yeah,
wonderful. I can't wait.
Nice. Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be a lot of fun this year, and hopefully, you know, you'll be able to make... I know you won't be able to make it this year, but hopefully there'll be an opportunity for you to make it next year.
Hey, I'll be listening.
Great. Thanks, Karen. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Have a good time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 407-278-5939, and another call right after that one. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Terry. I tried to call in at the beginning of the show.
Oh. Hey, Terry. Good to have you back.
I had a question for Len, and I don't know if we ever got it answered.
We did, but Len, do you want to repeat the answer? Do you still have that info in front of you?
Oh, this is the question about the rooms?
Yeah, the Dolphin.
Yeah, so the best rooms are the ones with balconies. So they charge a little bit more for those, but it's room number 3015, 4015, 5015, 7015, and 8015.
Okay.
Those are the ones to... yeah.
I've got one specific question, and I don't know if y'all will know this or not. If we got a room on the Dolphin that is closer to the Epcot end, then would we be able to, like, get down and walk, you know, towards Epcot from that end? Or do we have to go back to the main, you know, elevators? Are they in the middle? Because I've heard the Dolphin's really spread out. So I was trying to figure out, could we stay closer towards the Epcot end? Would we be able to, you know, be closer to that end to kind of walk that way? Or do you just need to go back to the middle to get the little friendship boat?
The boat dock is going to be in the middle. The boat dock is between the Swan and the Dolphin and sort of that little walkway area. So you'll have to walk back about half the length of the resort. It's not terrible.
Okay. Not too far? I mean,
it's definitely not as spread as like one of the Disney Moderate or Value resorts. It's definitely not that big.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I've got one additional question. I don't know if anybody knows regarding the park that should not be named. And any advice on, we're going to try to go over there one morning or one day. Is it still really packed in the morning and sending out some in the afternoon?
What? Like a weekday? What time of year are you going?
Well, we're not going to get down to Orlando till December 16th. And then we were not going to hit Islands of Adventure until Monday. I think it's the 21st of December. So, you know, it's getting towards Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, your best bet is to do that first, right? I think the guide says that there's a lull after the initial opening as well. So if you can't get there right at park opening, you can do it about an hour later. There's a little bit of a lull from what I understand.
Okay, I just seen somewhere online that they were, like, making you take a ticket to, like, get in the line to get into the land. Like, you get a ticket that said, you know, come back in an hour.
Oh, they're doing their own little version of Fastpass? I haven't heard that. Is that new?
I never heard of that either.
New as far as...
I haven't heard it.
Okay.
To shining sea.
Cool. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. Again.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye, Terry. That was Terry from Texas who called in at the very beginning of the show, but we're having some technical issues and we lost her, unfortunately. And right after Terry, we've got our next caller on the line. Who's on the line here? Who are we speaking with?
Hi, Michael Lee from Arlington, Virginia.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, Michael.
Hi, guys. First of all, thank you so much for the podcast, for the unofficial guide. A huge resource to me as I went down to the world for my honeymoon with my wife just a few short weeks ago.
Nice.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. So two quick questions. First of all, what is the deal with Toy Story Mania? Why is it so popular, and why didn't Disney plan it a little better?
I think the issue with Toy Story is that it's an attraction that everybody can ride. Like, you can bring a newborn on that ride, okay? So there's no reason why no one, like, versus Expedition Everest, which is a great ride, but, you know, you have to be a certain height and also be in the physical necessities that would facilitate riding that ride. So any ride that you can have everybody ride and it be a lot of fun and it has re-rideability, obviously is going to lend itself to being a very popular attraction. I mean, the example in that case is Soarin'. That's your classic definition. Another ride where... Really, almost that one has a height requirement to an extent, but you know, almost anybody can ride Soarin'. Everyone likes it. It's not really, you know, it's a family friendly attraction, and this is like the new kind of attraction that they're looking for. So, I don't think that Disney anticipated the kind of crowds that they got with it, but I don't think they're complaining either. I think they're, you know, kind of happy that they've got such a huge attraction, because remember, for years they had such a problem in the studios getting people to get out of Sunset Boulevard. It was so heavy on Sunset Boulevard, and now they've finally got a juggernaut on that other side of the park to help with the crowd. So, I mean, now you think about it. I mean, now when you get there in the park opening and you're thinking to yourself, you know, 9 a.m., where am I going to go first? It's no one says Sunset Boulevard anymore. Everyone says, well, I got to go to Toy Story first. And then, you know, you go ride Tower of Terror and Rock and Roller Coaster. It's kind of weird how that worked out.
Yeah, and Matt, by the way, we're both with you on the studios. We went ended up going back there for a second day, so really fun park.
Oh, see? Thank you, bud. I appreciate the vindication.
One last question, then, and this is sort of broader. We went down, obviously, for a honeymoon. We stayed at the Polynesian. We were on the club level. We were there for a week at the end of October. The crowds were minimal. It was fantastic. Have we completely spoiled ourselves for future visits, or can we ever go back and have a good time?
You stayed at the Poly and you had low crowds. Dude, I don't know if it gets better than that. You might want to try another vacation destination.
All right, I'll consider that. The crowd calendar was really helpful. Got to plug the unofficial guide, guys. It was fantastic. Thank you.
Cool.
Cool. Thanks for calling.
All right. Good night.
Awesome.
Yeah, but Lennon.
It's like the Costanza episode of Seinfeld where he tells a funny joke and everybody laughs, then he leaves.
That's it. I'm out of here. Goodbye.
I'm out. Yeah, exactly. I'm out.
Len Testa.
Costanza.
407-278-5939 is our phone number.
T-Bone.
Good job, Mike. You know, it's funny, but Len, I remember vividly, you know, we were sitting on the, I believe it was the beach club, after hours, and we were at the pool area, and we were talking about Toy Story, and I don't think anyone really, not any of us really thought it was going to be the huge crowd magnet that it was at that time. It really, you know, really astounded everybody how popular it's become.
Yeah, but I think you nailed it. It's because it's oriented to kids, and lots of people can ride it first thing.
I'm looking forward to being there when Matt brings his newborn onto Toy Story Mania onto a very spinning and action-packed attraction. I want to do that.
I'm looking forward to the beginning my young Padawan's journey to becoming a
Padawan. I know
what
Star Wars reference. We have our next caller on the line. I think, is that right?
Seems I knew that one.
Yeah. Hi, who we speaking
Padawan
with?
Padawan. I thought that was a sweater from
it's something Pat O'Warn.
Pat D'Warn. Patty Warren.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
Padawan.
Hello, caller.
It's a new drink. Hi, at the Kona Cafe.
You guys are having a lot more fun than I am.
we are very silly tonight.
That's because we're drinking Padawans.
Well, I'll be there in 3 weeks. We are super excited. This is Ben from Dallas, by the way.
Hey, Dan.
Thanks for taking the call. Just had a couple of questions. First off, does Rider Swap only work on FastPass attractions?
It's available for any attractions, just not really used on other attractions.
Okay.
Because there's not really a need for
and
it.
And then the second question I had was about Fantasmic schedule.
Yes.
I have a subscription to touringplans.com.
Ding! Ding.
And I'm looking at the date that we're going to be in the studios is December 17th, and it shows Fantasmic actually at 6:30 and 8.
Yep.
And that's the only place where I've seen that has two showings of Fantasmic scheduled on that night. Like on Studio Central, only shows one showing. I'd love for there to be two because we want desperately to try to see both Osborne Lights and Fantasmic. So I was just wondering where that info came from on touring plans.
We get it from a couple of sources. One is from the Disney calendar. Another one is from the Disney travel agent website.
Okay. I looked on the, I think the Disney website still shows just one showing on the 17th and
Well, I think they just updated their schedule this week, right? Early this week.
Okay.
Give Disney a couple of days to catch up.
Okay. They need to catch up with you guys.
They sometimes the website doesn't reflect the most up to date piece of information.
Got you. Great. Well, that would work perfectly for our plan. So I was really happy to see that. And I've been doing, of course, planning for months now, and you guys are just absolutely great. And thanks for all the work that you do.
Cool. Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much.
407-278-5939. Of course, we're still chatting at WDWTOday.com. And let's keep things rolling with our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Jenny from Chicago.
Hey, Jenny.
Hey, Jenny.
867-5309.
So I need your opinion. I am running the Disney Princess Half Marathon with five other girls, and my parents are coming down, and we cannot decide whether to stay on or off site.
What's your criteria? Like, what's your why are you conflicted? Let's put it that way. There must be like some criteria.
Because on site we're narrowed down to Animal Kingdom Lodge or Old Key West. Animal Kingdom Lodge, the single bed with a bunk, three rooms for that, and then the two bedroom suite at Old Key West.
Okay.
And basically, that's where I want to stay at Animal Kingdom Lodge, but my mom wants us to stay off site.
Why does she want to stay off site? To save some cash?
Yeah. But my rationale is that with six different girls and all the like transportation we have to do, everybody's flying in from all different places and going to get our travel packs and or our race packs and everything, that we'll have to get two rental cars, we'll have to pay for parking, and that we might as well just stay on site.
Well, I think you had a great point about the airport stuff. You know, like if you're not all flying in together, and you know, if it would mean that you'd have to pay for, you know, four or five different cabs, or someone has to go do, you know, be the shuttle and do that kind of stuff. Yeah, that's a good point. I was gonna say that with Animal Kingdom Lodge, I mean, in some cases there are offsite resorts that are just as far away, if not closer, because Animal Kingdom Lodge is kind of out there in terms of distance from relationship to the other Disney resort, the parks and stuff, but. I don't know, Len. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, Animal Kingdom Lodge or offsite?
I was concerned about the rental car stuff. Because if you got two rental cars, you're looking at $70 a day there, plus parking, plus gas.
I mean, look. It is, but I mean, it also depends where you'd be staying off site and what the rate would be. You got to compare, you know, apples to apples. You can't just, you know, I mean, if you're, was it your mother or your mother-in-law?
My mom.
Yeah, I mean, if your mom is comparing, you know, the Days Inn on 192 versus Animal Kingdom Lodge, it's not a fair comparison. Obviously, the Days Inn is going to be cheaper, but if she's looking at, like, you know, the Embassy Suites or something like that, okay, well, now you're starting to, you know, you have to see what you're talking about, how much the price difference is. And like Len said, you got to compare what the cost is going to be for airfare, for a rental car and gas and things and tolls, and, you know, kind of compare the two there. I mean, Animal Kingdom Lodge, obviously, like you just said, I mean, you're going to pay more, but you're going to be getting those amenities. And of course, you know, I think given the airport stuff, that might just swing it just for Disney. Cause you know, if you figure it's, you know, round trip, like, you know, a taxi cab is like $40, $60. So $120 a person,
say 50 each. Yeah.
Yeah. Then, I think you got to stay on property.
Okay, awesome. And I had one other quick question. Do you know for sure if we run the race, do we get free passes to the parks for that day? And is it just into one park, or are they hopper passes?
I heard it's only for the marathon, right?
Yeah, only for the marathon.
Yeah, for the Princess Half Marathon.
I haven't heard of any sort of promotion for admission for the Princess Half Marathon. I think you'll actually need a ticket to get into the race. Sorry, into the park for the race.
Cool.
All right, well, thank you guys very much.
Thank you for calling in.
Bye.
Good luck.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. And still time to get your calls in, be it we've had a lot of different topics, and whether it's about reunion or your upcoming trip in 2011, we'll have time for you. So let's keep things rolling. And our next caller is on the line. Hi, who's on the line with us?
Hi, this is Bev from Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
Bev, right down the road.
Yes.
Right down the road.
I had a question, and I'm not sure if this has been addressed, because I just... hello?
Yeah, go ahead. You're still here.
Okay, because I just jumped on while you were talking about Toy Story Mania.
Okay.
And my question was this. We were planning to come down there in a couple weeks, and what we wanted to do was go to Disney Hollywood Studios and get there at Rope Drop just to go see Toy Story Mania, and then leave there, go to Downtown Disney, and then come back for Block Party Bash.
and I'm wondering how to make that happen with Disney transportation.
You really have one option. That's the bus. Oh no, you can't do that from the. You can't take the bus from the parks, right?
Right.
So you have to go to the. Oof. That was you, I mean, you really don't want to start going to the resort and then take another bus over there. I mean, you're going to want to kill yourself after about, you know, once you get there, you can say, we have to do that again on the way back. You know, I assume a rental car is out of the question.
Yeah, it is.
Well, a taxi over wouldn't be that bad. And then take the bus back to wherever.
Yeah, I mean, even if you do a taxi one way, that'll make. I mean, maybe you take the buses over there just for the fun of it, and then you say, "Oh boy, Matt was right," and then take that taxi cab on the way back so you can make sure you can.
But I might would do that on the way over, because if you got to go to a resort and then to Downtown Disney, you're now taking two buses. From Downtown Disney, you're taking one bus back.
Oh, you can do that. You can take the bus directly from Downtown Disney to the parks.
Well, back to the resort. Oh, she's going back
block
to the
party bash. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Ooh.
Mean, taxi. I mean, if you're not going to rent a car, then rental car is just going to make your life. You know, how much is your convenience worth to you? I guess that's a good question. You know.
Yeah.
So if you,
well,
you know,
my bigger question was I'm sorry. My bigger question was how worth it is it for me to get up and go to Hollywood Studios at Rooftop just to ride Toy Story Mania? Is it that awesome that I have to do that first thing in the morning?
Yeah, because otherwise you're going to be in line all day. Or you're not right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So don't skip it is the point, right?
Yeah, can I ask why you're leaving the park and then coming back?
Oh, because we really want to go to Downtown Disney because we want to go to D Street, and we wanted to go to T-Rex, unfortunately, because my daughter wants to do that. And that was our time of day we could do that during our vacation.
There's no way you could do that like on your Animal Kingdom day or whatever when you have an evening, perhaps? Because... I mean, that would make it a lot. I'm just trying to think if there's another way that you could sneak it in, because, I mean, there's nothing wrong with your plane. You're just going to be spending a lot of time commuting. That's all.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's your option. You either take a cab or you have to suffer on the buses. There's not really any other.
Dolphin. Yeah. That's a hike.
I mean, someone recommended taking the bus over to Saratoga and then walking.
You could do that also. That's a good point. You could take the bus over from take to Saratoga Springs, and you can walk. It's about a 10-15 minute walk, maybe, but that'll drop you off right in the Marketplace area. Or you could take the boat also. There's also that option to you. That's not a bad option, actually. It's just, you know, there's a fair amount of walking involved, just so you know.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot, guys.
Cool. Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And we are getting. What's that? Mark's on the line. Hey, Mark.
How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Good. I'm getting excited. Coming down in a couple days to see you guys for a reunion.
Nice. Thanks. We appreciate it. We're looking forward to seeing you. And is it just you, Mark, or are you bringing your boy with you?
Just me this time. I can't get him too much time off school. So.
Yeah, you got to have the priority. So I understand. Cool.
And I just want to give a shout out to Len for the unofficial guide breakfast at Kona, where we got to try out all the menu items. It was pretty awesome.
That was fun, wasn't it?
It was great.
I would have liked to have been there.
What was your favorite?
It was awesome. If you ever get an opportunity to do that, you should do it.
Len, I like that idea better than the romantic stroll. Just saying.
Uh-huh. So maybe if your romantic stroll goes well, I'll buy you breakfast, too.
Len, I think this is the point where you play on the Kanye West song Gold Digger right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. I didn't say Victoria and Albert. That's Kona.
One question for Len, or for Mike Sopa.
Hey, Mark.
So I remember... from MouseFest 2008, your advice about, you know, doing meets, because I want to do like as many meets as possible, but I know I'm double or triple booked for reunion.
Well, we don't want reunion to be like MouseFest, so we're being very careful about that.
Yeah, I know. It's hard when you want to go to everyone.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, you got to make your choices, and, you know, not the end of the world by any means, but we're looking forward to seeing you at the meets that we've got set up, and, you know, I think it'll be a really fun time. We've got a lot of different, some new meets on the calendar this year, and that's always fun to be able to try some different things out. I mean, we've got like the Frontierland Shooting Arcade, the opportunity to meet Indiana Jones and Marion. So I think it's going to be a fun opportunity. I think I'm really looking forward to trying out the new stuff and all, of course, revisiting some of our old favorites. And it's not even old. It's only done it one time, but like something like the Skagway, Scopa. Alaska.
Scopa.
Scopa's an old favorite.
Dole Whip.
Nice.
Well, we'll see you guys in a few days.
Cool. We'll see you soon. Thanks, Mark.
Bye, Mark. Take
care. All
right.
Bye.
Okay.
He's running at
Len, you got to run, buddy?
Wow. Yeah, I've got like 2 more minutes.
Okay. Well, how about one more call for you, Len?
Yes.
Yes. Len is primeval caveman talks come out. Len, like this.
Right call.
One question.
Call
good.
Foreign plans. Calendar. Yes. Foreign
plans. We have another. We have that caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Tyler and Trish from Nebraska.
Hey, Tyler and Trish.
Hey, hey.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great. Having another Padawan.
I have no questions. I'm not running anything or anywhere.
Good.
I don't have my next trip planned, and my annual pass is expired next month.
Aww. So,
just calling in to say hi. We were down in October and got a chance to meet Henry and Kate at the Halloween party. And ran into Scopa in Epcot and recognized him via voice. And my wife thought I was crazy to introduce myself to someone I thought I recognized by ear.
did we talk around Christmas? Did we talk near Canada?
Yep. Yep, that was us.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
But twin boys, yep.
That's right. It was their birthday.
Yep. Yeah, it was in October, right.
Cool. Well, we appreciate you calling in. It's one thing. People always assume that you just have to call in. You can only call in if you've got a question or something like that. But we always love to hear from our listeners who just want to say hey and check in and, be a part of the show. So there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Thank you for calling in and contributing.
You bet. I'm going to have to live vicariously through you guys for a while because it's probably going to be a year or so before we're back and unless something falls in our laps. But other than that, yeah, we're living vicariously through you and Mouse World Radio. So.
Woo! Thanks, guys.
Cool. We'll have Len narrate any new attractions for you from now on. So.
We should. That's a great idea.
That
we should
is.
We should have Len or Scopa narrate an attraction.
Yeah, ooh, I can see my spaceship Earth.
We should totally do that.
Yeah, we should. They're going through the Phoenician time, and nothing really interesting going on. I'll get back to you in a few minutes. Skip a few boring decades, and
like a grand and miraculous spaceship.
Wow!
Love it. Nice.
That's great. I love that idea.
Well, Len, if you got to, we're gonna take a few more calls. But Len, if you got to go, we totally understand. We appreciate it.
We'll see you down here soon.
Have a good night.
Thank you, Len.
See you during the week, Len.
Thanks, everyone.
Yeah, have a good, safe flight.
Safe trip. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
And we want to, of course, remind all of our listeners that this live show has been sponsored by AllEars.net, your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, and Disneyland. All Ears has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling with special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 126,000 other subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net today.
Hey, Matt.
Yes, Mike.
Where's Janine?
Doritos, California.
Ah, okay. You'd think she'd be here.
You'd think that. But since we're, since we're down here and we're all, many of us are on vacation, not all of us.
Yes.
We take a few more calls, so,
it's
you know.
It's the extra magic hour.
Extra magic hour.
Extra magic 10 minutes.
10 minutes. So, who we got on the line?
This is Scarlett.
Scarlett.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm actually sitting at a table with about 10 people down on the boardwalk who are all down here early for reunion, and we thought we should all call into the live show because we missed you guys.
Oh, nice. Cool.
No yeah. way.
Save us a table. We'll be right over.
Yeah.
We'll be right over.
On our way.
I'll buy you all a drink.
Oh, wait.
I'm leaving now.
That 10 minutes.
Matt, do the ad read? Let's go.
Nice. What'd you guys do today, Scarlett?
I didn't get down until late. We came and we hung out at the boardwalk for a while, and now we're at Big River Grill, where, by the way, they have unprotected Wi-Fi. Just saying.
Oh, we should have done the show from there. Yeah.
Glenn, unprotected Wi-Fi at the Big Grill.
We're all down here on our iPhones tweeting people.
Big River Grill.
And getting excited about reunion.
People Ooh. Giggling in
nice.
That.
I know. Nothing gets us quite excited as free Wi-Fi.
Free Wi-Fi.
Huh?
Free Wi-Fi. It's a good thing.
Yeah, I'm also really excited for the Mouse Fan Challenge on Friday, and the Team Torn Plans is going to totally kick
You're
the ball.
Going down. No, you're going no, down. No, they're going down.
No.
Team Torn.
Oh, let me just say, you have Lynn on your team, and he can't stay focused.
Squirrel.
Squirrel. Squirrel.
You realize that every time Len looks at me, I'm just going to say 2 points deducted from Turing plans. Just because I know. Yeah, because he's thinking. If he's not cheating at the time, he's thinking about cheating at the time.
I'm calling him a cheater.
Yeah.
Shenanigans. Shenanigans.
I'm going to be watching him. Just watching him real close.
I don't really
talk to him. Nice. Wow. Well, Scarlett.
So that's all I got, guys. We just wanted to say hi. Hi from everyone here. Everyone say hi.
Oh man, it sounds like a party.
We need to go down there, you know? We really do.
Party. We're heading over. Save us a table.
Oh, free Wi-Fi. Definitely a party.
Nice.
Nice.
See you soon.
All right.
So, have fun, guys. We'll see you all this week.
Thank you, Scarlett. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
You're going down.
Bye.
Going down.
Frankly, Scarlett.
Be nice, Mike. Team Touring Plans is not going to win, so they're going to need all the sympathy.
Oh, that's true. That's well.
Be nice.
I can't say. I guess I can't say anything, can I?
I can talk smack, but
no, I can't. It's fun. Oh, come on, let me have a little fun. I've not had any fun tonight. You know.
Oh wow. Well, we won't invite you to the next live show then. No problem.
Oh
save
yeah,
the problem.
I've had no fun, yet. Tonight. Sitting on my bed for 2 hours.
Shenanigans. Awesome. I've had a lot of fun.
407-278-5939.
Basically, it's just for being in fear.
Matt with a pillow.
No,
that's
see,
great.
This is the point: is I'm in fear of being hit because I'm in direct line of fire, and so I'm.
You're also
I'm behaving
in my line
myself.
Of fire.
I am behaving myself here.
We have our next caller on the line. Hi, who's speaking with?
Hi, this is Jeff from Cyprus.
Jeff,
hey, Jeff, Cyprus, the island.
Close. Cyprus, Texas.
Oh, well, you know, just saying. We had someone calling from South Korea. It's not out of the realm of possibilities.
Right.
What's up, Jeff?
Wish we could be there with you guys this week, but we had to cancel and shift gears. We're going to be there the week before Christmas, so we have a dilemma on our hands. So this is going to be our first time at Disney World on Christmas Day, so we were curious, what would you guys feel like to help Santa remember Disney World? What would be your snack of choice to offer him Christmas Eve?
Snack
that
of choice.
Would be a Disney
choice?
World related snack.
Not for you to eat, for Santa to eat.
Did you see her? She pepped up
yeah,
snack of
like,
choice?
Yeah, absolutely.
Chocolate cake? What?
No. Snack of choice. You're at Disney World. You need to give Santa a Rice Krispie treat, Mickey shaped with the chocolate covered ears.
Yeah, with the dipped ears.
Interesting
That's
choice.
The best
I like
one.
It.
Scopo, what do you think?
I'm thinking zebra domes.
Zebra domes?
Yeah.
Wow.
Ah. Ouch.
Nice. Cool.
But only after I've delivered all the. Santa Claus.
Wait
only
a minute.
After Santa has
really?
Made all
the. Really? The man who hates children is Santa.
Ah, that explains
it's a ruse.
Whole lot.
Nice. Cool. Thanks for checking in. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Guys.
I think we'll take another call or two, and then we'll wrap it up. Oh, 407-278-5939 is our phone number.
Did you set it?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to take another call or two, and then I think we'll wrap it up. Some of us have
this
to work tomorrow.
This is like Survivor. We're like peeling
Wait,
off.
There's work?
Who's working?
Yeah, really.
I got to work.
I gotta work.
Glenn's
I gotta run at 4:30.
I've gotta work.
Well, we kind of gotta work.
I'm gonna work on my sleep.
We have to work.
We have to work. We have to work. Okay.
I can't believe my boss is saying we have to work.
We have to work, really?
Hmm. Janine's saying, Becky, that you leave out the special cookies. What are the special cookies?
Oh. Special cookies.
There are
Santa needs those.
No, I don't think so either. There are. Wait a minute. We're going to need to explain this now. I can just tell. There are some special cookies that you can get over at the Yacht and Beach Club.
Yeah, I'm on.
Oh, those. Oh, I know.
Oh.
Yes.
The better than a lot of things cookies. They're to die for. Yeah. So yeah, that would be a good choice for Santa, I think. Get you a Corvette maybe next time.
Cool. Well, you know, don't forget everything. Don't forget to follow us during reunion events. If you can't make it to reunion, unfortunately, don't worry. We're going to have lots of information being broadcasted online at...
Hi, Carrie.
At WDWToday.com. And, of course, at our Twitter account, Twitter.com/WDWToday podcast. We should follow anyway, but you're going to have a lot of information there. And, of course, our reunion Twitter, which is 2010 reunion, 2010 reunion. That's going to have lots of information over there. You'll see pictures. And really, hopefully, you'll be able to, if you can't be there, at least be able to enjoy it vicariously, Tony Caggiano.
And for the real story behind the challenge and all the cheatery and shenanigans, Twitter.com/MouseWarRadio.
Wait a minute.
Just saying.
Becky_MouseFan. I'm going to be sending pictures out as you guys are doing it. I'm going to be tweeting stuff.
Shenanigans.
What was that?
Shenanigans.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for today. I want to thank all of our listeners, all of our callers. We're looking forward to meeting so many of you this week at reunion. It's going to be so much fun.
Cheater.
And hopefully we'll be able to have lots of great opportunities to really have enjoy some time. So hopefully you'll be here down here. If not, we will not be a live show in December. That's okay. We'll be resuming our live shows in January. So thank you for everyone who called in. And hopefully we'll be seeing all of you at reunion. So that'll...
Not yet.
Oh, well.
That'll do it for us today. If you want to find our older episodes, read our show notes, or send us your comments, you can visit us online at WDWToday.com. For Alan Tessa, Mike Scope, and Mike Newell, the fabulous Annette Owens, and Becky Mankin, I'm Matt Hotchberg. We'll see you on the next live show.
Becky@shenanigans.com.
Stupid Judy, stupid energy.
This has been a production of Mouse World Radio.